Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Sorry. I stepped away for a minute, and I let that play because when I left, there was nobody on here but me from 7:06 up until, I guess, 2 minutes ago. But Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Message of concern. I'll start off with the Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim. My darling, I mean, has refuge, Allah, and rejected enemy for time. In Allah's name, the mercy of the fact of the mercy of Redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, cherished, the sustainer of all the worlds. The beneficent, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. We alone do we worship, and thine aid we speak. Please show us a straight way. We are those on whom thou hast bestowed thy saving, thy grace upon, and not those whose wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean. Assalamu alaikum again. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. Today is Tuesday, and it's November 14th, 2023. Today is the Sister's Night. Today is a sister's night for the second phase or the second focus of the message of concern, which is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. And, you know, the number one focus is the message of concern to remove all images that portray divine. From worship, to remove all images from worship that portray divine. It includes the signs with whatever, white clay, brown clay, dark clay, what have you, trinkets and all of that. Okay, because that's is the cause of our separation and what you would call, I would say, prejudices or racial, like they say, racial problems or inaction. And I'm going to see who's on. Okay. And first of all, I want to make mention that if you have any comments, any questions, anything you'd like to share as far as current events, the children and the COVIDs, or the children period, we ask you to please. What happened? I was just turned off. I just connected me. I just disconnected me. So how did that happen? If you have to sign back in again, I tell you, these computers, it's really something. They're fighting each other for the networks, fighting each other for the networks. Okay, we're back on now. We're back on now. Got to click it, but I have to bring some over here. The Microsoft Edge, and all of them, they're trying to outdo each other, challenge each other. Okay, now. Okay, got to get rid of that. They're trying to do some work
on here for me to do this and do that, and I don't need that, and I want to flow that out. I can. My goodness, they don't want me. Let me go out of here. You have to forgive me. I'm trying to get this together over here. Okay, do not show. Okay. It's up in the corner. Maybe it won't prohibit us from doing what we got to do here. Stay in the show. I'll do the best I can, y'all. Work with me. Work with me. I'll do the best I can. Best I can. I was saying before, if you have any comments or anything you want to discuss with us, current event or about that's today's happenings and what's going on, the current events, and about the children. We don't want to forget about the children. That's today's focus on Tuesdays and Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Yeah, let me introduce the program again. I'm sorry, I didn't even complete it, I don't think. It's sponsored by the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. It's sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. S is for science. T is for technology. E is for engineering. And it's for math. STEM. STEM. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Okay. And also, brother, we have a co-sponsor also, brother. I mean, from out of L.A., and I see a hand up now, and I like to put on that hand. And I was going to mention, just push one on your telephone receiver. You bought into the queue, and you can voice your concern. Assalamu alaikum, brother, I mean. Are you here? Are you there? Well, what's going on with it then? Hi, Assalamu alaikum, brother, I mean.
All right, Assalamu alaikum, yeah, okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now, yes. I said it a couple of times and you didn't answer. I didn't know if I was connected or not. I thought
sure.
I was. It showed you. Yeah. Okay.
Sure, sure. All right, Assalamu alaikum. Dear believers, dear listeners, we have to trust each other. That's the key. I was listening to Imam Muhammad in 1996. It was at a convention in 1996, and he really was teaching and preaching. And he says that all we need is in our soul. You know, the things that we're going to build as a people, it's in our soul. You know, it's there. You know, and he didn't mention anything about reparations. He did talk about, you know, the white man and how we've been dominated and all that. But he didn't really mention, you know, he says all we need is in our soul. It's there. It's there. You know, so he did say we need to get into the Quran. All the people who get into the Quran, we have to learn that Arabia. We need to learn that Arabic in its original. You know, we can't be slouching and making up excuses. Each and every one of us who are Muslims, we need to learn how to read the Holy Quran. One of the things that I have discovered is that when I'm studying the Quran, struggling with the Arabic and the Quranic Arabic, one of the things that I've discovered was when I'm struggling to do that, something else pops into my mind, an idea or something that I have to do or some important business that I have to take care of, you know. And then sometimes I'm able to get on the phone and make phone calls and take care of the business, or I write it down. But, you know, a brother told me, a brother named Ibrahim, a long time ago, he says, you know, it's good to, you know, struggle with the Holy Quran and always have a pencil and a pad near you, because when you're reading the Holy Quran, you know, you're indulging in, you know, pure thought. You know, your thoughts are pure. And so what you do is you jot down your ideas and your thoughts, you know, and okay. Yo, hold on one second. So, you know, but we have to struggle. But Imam was saying that all we need is in our soul. That's all we need. It's there in our soul. We need to struggle to keep our soul working and pure, you know what I mean, and understand what's happening to us. Understand what's happening to us, you know. And that was a really good thing. So what I'm saying is we need to struggle with this Arabic. All of it. I don't care if you're 80 years old. I don't care. Struggle with it. And then as you are struggling with it, you keep a piece of paper and a pencil near you and write down your thoughts. Write down your thoughts that come to you. See, that's Allah talking to you. I believe that's Allah talking to you. You know, so you're going to get your guidance. That's how your guidance comes. See? So that's what it's all about. You know, because we know right now we're not going to just, you know. Hold on one second, please. Yeah, I'm over here at school and the boys. They play soccer here, the Latino boys, they play soccer. And so I brought them a little picture that I sell of a guy named Messi. Messi is the number one in the world, M-E-S-S-I. And so, you know, I got a little reputation now of always having these pictures. The little boy chased me down and asked me, I want to get one, you know. So anyway, alhamdulillah. So we know that we're not in stages where we know the Arabic straight off, but by us going to it and struggling, you know, our soul is getting enhanced. Our soul is getting cleansed. Our soul is getting, you know, where it needs to be. That's Allah's guidance. So what we should do is every minute, every second that we can, when we're not really doing something else, like we're working or driving or something like that, we should be struggling with that Quran, have a pencil and paper near us, and write down your ideas while you struggle with that Quran, with that Arabic. Not the English, not Yusuf Ali, no, not TikTok. Not any of that. No. Have that. You need to get with that Arabic. So that's what I want to say. And that's what I'm going to keep preaching. And some of these old timers, the people stuck in their ways and old school and stuff like that, I don't need no Arabic. Oh, bull. That's what the Imam told us to do. So, okay, I turn it back over to you right now because I'm in some sense as I am. And I thought I'm going to come out and listen. Thank you.
Walaikum as-salam, brother. I mean, okay, I'm glad that you are with the young guys playing the soccer, and that could be a great incentive for them. They need somebody who show interest in them, keep their heads on straight and clear. And you're right, yes, we do. It seems as if we find something that's important to us, and we want to try and get with our Arabic, Quranic Arabic. That's very true, and I've started a few times. And there's always something that pops in our minds that makes it seem as if it's more important for us to get to that and jump to that than to continue to study and stay on our Arabic that we're trying to learn and struggling with. So we just pray to Allah, you know, with the patience, prayer, and perseverance that we can be successful in learning our alphabet, you know, Arabic alphabet, and then trying to connect the letters together, the ones that exist in Arabic and not in, well, in English, but not in Arabic. And we have to remember that. And it's a few things, but we have Brother Elam, who's on the lifeline every day mostly. It was every day right after the lifeline went off at 8 o'clock in the morning, but now he has certain days that he's on the line teaching the Quranic Arabic, and he's very good at it. He's patient. He'll accept questions and will take it to the limit as far as talking to make sure that you understand what he has tried to get over to you. And everyone can really just relax and feel comfortable when they're studying Arabic under Imam Elam. He does real well. So I've experienced that. So, yes, we have to get on our Arabic. That's a must. It makes us feel bad, a lot of us, so we just can learn English good, you know. Probably to get to English with the pronouns and nouns. But all of that's important for us to know. We have to know that. So we just have to have an area where everything is conducive for our studies. And I've been calling you, but you haven't heard me, so... But anyway, yeah, we just have to go on and be determined and have an area and a place where it's conducive for us to study. You know, we could have the most beautiful home, you know, but then it doesn't mean that situations in the home will allow you. Alaykum as-salam.
Yeah, I want to add this because this is what those listening, please write this down. Those listening, please write this down.
Okay.
It's called Study the Meaning of the English Translation of the Noble Quran, Word for Word, from Arabic to English. Study the meaning of the English translation of the Noble Quran, Word for Word, from Arabic to English. And this is Study the Meaning of the Word for Word, Arabic. This is Volume 3, compiled by Darussalam. Yeah, it says the study, and let me give you a phone number. So
thank you.
Y'all listening could call yourself. It's in Houston, Texas. It's telephone number
713-722-0419. You said it's in Houston,
right,
Texas.
In Houston, well, they got, they have the head office, Darussalam, in P.O. Box 22743 in Riyadh, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Then they got one in the branches, Darussalam, 50 Lower Mall, Lahore, Pakistan. And they got one in P.O. Box Houston, Texas. And then they got one in Darussalam in Brooklyn, New York. And Hadia Publishing Association. Say, pardon?
Darussalam.
D-A-R-U-S-S-A-L-A-M. L-A-M. G-A-R-U-S-S. A-L-A-M. Jerusalem.
Okay.
They got them in branch offices in Pakistan, or the head office is in Kingdom Saudi Arabia, then Pakistan, Houston, Brooklyn, New York, and in Birmingham, England. In Birmingham, England. But I tell you what I'll do.
New York?
Yes. Yeah, they got a branch in 572 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217.
Okay.
Telephone number 718-625-925. That's the number in Brooklyn, New York is 718-625-525. So this is
okay. What
you call a word for word. This is the one that I'm meaning, because I read a book years ago, and they said in the book, they said, you know, they said that grammar is easy. You'll get grammar.
Uh-huh.
Real struggle is vocabulary.
Yeah.
You want to pick up words, the meaning of words, what the word means, you know.
Right.
Somebody got to put your phone on mute. Somebody got to put their phone on mute. Because I hear. Somebody put your phone on mute, please.
Okay, let me go in.
Grammar is easy to pick up. You can pick that up. But the real struggle that may take years is vocabulary, understanding what a word means. What a word means, and then you'll learn the different forms of a word, whether it's I work or you work or to work or at work, you know what I mean, the different forms of that. But we want to know work is what's the word for work, what
right.
is the Arabic word for work, what is the struggle,
I'm
you see work.
I don't know much Arabic.
I should know what the Arabic word for work, I guess.
You and me both too. You and me both, we gotta chop it back up.
It has something to do with deeds. Amalu do. Yeah. Amalu is something that you do. Amalu. Well, Amilus, the belief, you know, I'm a new Amanu. Well, Amilu, and, you know, in other words, you believe and do good deeds. So work is...
Amanu Sali Hati, okay.
With Amo. Yeah, you know, if that ain't the exact meaning, it's close to it. But...
Okay.
This is the Noble Quran. It's a word for word. In other words, what do I mean by it's a word for word? Give you an example. I'm going to start off. It says, wala, that's in Arabic. First of all, you're going to have to learn your alphabet.
Alphabet, sir.
Then you know how to pronounce your word, wala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's right next to wala, and it's in Arabic. In English, it has and do not. So wala, how they translate it, they say and do not. Wala and do not. And then the next word is tujadilu. It's in Arabic. So you want to know how to read tujadilu. And then right next to that, it has the meaning of tujadilu. It means argue. So it starts off, wala, and do not, tujadilu, argue.
Argue, okay.
Ahlil, and ahlil, what do you think ahlil means, Sister Daya? What do you think ahlil means?
Ahlil? You're saying ahlil?
It says wala,
okay.
And do not, tujadilu. argue, ah, love. What do you think it means? What do you think?
Okay. Okay. Do not argue.
With who?
Islam?
Okay. Okay. No, the people.
The people.
Voila, do not, Sujadilu, argue, ah, little, the people, Al-Kitab. What is the Al-Kitab?
It's the book.
The book. Okay, so it starts off here. I'm reading the Holy Quran. It says, Voila, Paji, Voila, Sujadilu, ah, little, Kitab, ah, little, Kitab. In other words, do not argue. Allah says,
do not argue with the people about the book. Okay.
The book. Of the book. The people of the book, meaning Christians and Jews, illa, that's in Arabic. Illa is in Arabic, and they're right next to it, except, billati.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, billati means in a way, here, it, asanu, means better. In other words, what Allah saying to him,
that
I'm just going to read.
No, okay.
I'm going to read this at the bottom here, in just English, see, because right at the top is all Arabic. In the middle is Arabic and English, and at the bottom is all English, and that's how this book is put together. And it says, and argue not with the people of the scripture, Jews and Christians, unless it be in a way that is better, with good words and good manner, inviting them to Islamic monotheism with his verses. Except with such of them as do wrong, and say to them, we believe in that which has been revealed to us and revealed to you. Our Ilah, God, and your Ilah, God, is one. In other words, Allah, and to him we have submitted as Muslims. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the work. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful because it's the Arabic, it's right next to it, the English. Right. The Arabic writing it, so you know exactly what every single word is. So it's just a matter of you getting up whenever you can, day and night, midnight, early in the morning, whatever you can, at lunch break, whenever. You get your little Arabic book out, get this Arabic book out, and hold your finger over the English so you can't see the English and struggle. And it's
right.
Just,
well,
that, well, that, uh-huh. Well, that means... Do not. Tujadilu, hold your finger over the English so you won't cheat yourself.
Oh, okay.
Tujadilu.
Argue. Argue.
That's right. Argue. Tujadilu means argue. Ahlal. Ahlal. The people.
With the people. Okay.
Of the book.
Of the book.
Don't argue with them. Except with ways that is better. So, all you people out there, I'm going to take a picture of the front cover, of the two covers, and if y'all want to call me, and I'll text you the addresses and the phone numbers of these places. Can you hear me, Daya? Because I'm taking a picture.
I hear you.
I'm taking a picture of that page. And that page. So call me, and I'll give you. So call the brother up, because I talked to him. He sounds like a Pakistani or something. But I'd like to get these books wholesale and sell them through the Claire Muhammad STEM School. And that
That'd
way we could take Claire Muhammad STEM School to raise money. People would call me and buy it from me. And if I could get
right.
wholesale. But in the meantime, call me, Brother Amin, at 213-925-8771. That's Brother Amin at 213-925-8771. And I'll text you the two pages that you need to contact the Noble Quran people, word-for-word people, in either in Pakistan or Houston or New York or wherever you want to call. You can call them yourself. So
okay.
I wanted to share that with you. That's something I wanted to share. Because you hear people talk about, well, I don't need the Arabic because my cousin got it. I don't need the Arabic because my daughter know Arabic. No, I ain't gonna say your soul. I ain't gonna say
right.
You. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
So you got to get it yourself. You got to struggle with it. You got to struggle. Ain't no excuses. You got to struggle with it. I don't care if you are 90 years old, you know, or 70 or 60 years old. You got to struggle with it. You struggle with it because it ain't so much you understanding the Arabic. It's a struggle. It's purifying your soul. Purifying your soul. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. That's what the man was talking about. He says, all we need is in our soul. In fact, D-Man wrote a book called The Dynamic African-American Soul or something like that. I got to get that book. I got to get it. The Dynamic African-American Soul. You know? It's all about our soul. Allah says you could enhance the soul and you could grow and enhance and live, or you could corrupt your soul. You know, you could corrupt your soul. You could die, you know.
Right.
So, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you. I appreciated that. I appreciated that what you just did, that little example of a word and how you can break it down, which Arabic is right, makes right with it a lot in that book that you were telling us about. Very interesting. I was going to say, I remember Imam W.D. Muhammad mentioning something about that too, not directly but indirectly. He was saying that what does it really mean to you? Exactly how much does it really mean to you for you to learn this Arabic? You know, and then if you figure out yourself how much it really means to you to be able to learn the Arabic so that you'd be able to know what the Quran is actually saying, you know, and understand it, then that's how you would determine how you're going to study and really get down to the brass tacks of trying to learn it.
Well, it's a little better than that because yes, it is what Quran is saying, but more specifically, it's what Almighty God is talking to you and saying, but Almighty God, Allah, is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the word of God.
Right.
Yes, it is the Quran, but it's God talking to you.
Right.
It's God Allah talking to us. To us.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Now, assalamu alaikum, back to the listeners. Do you have any questions for Brother Ibeen? Or would you like to contribute something to that particular conversation, which was very important? It's something that we should know for our own survival and to help save our souls, do our part to help save our souls, you know. So
just press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. I'm still in the queue, and I could talk to you. Press one on your phone if you're interested.
Right, like you said, push one on your phone receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue, and Brother Ami will speak with you or answer questions, what have you. Or accept, you know, listen to you, or what it is that you have to contribute towards that. Very
I wish it was Tuesday morning to call into the Lifeline, and in fact, I'm going to do it next week, inshallah. They should have more expressions than that one day. Lifeline should at least have at least two or three days. Well, people can express
okay. I see what you're saying, to express yourself. Okay. Yeah, because it's one day Tuesdays. Every Tuesday to express yourself. I understand what you're saying. Okay. That would be a good idea. Does anybody have any questions? Just push one on your phone receiver. You'll be brought into the queue. If you want to contribute something, do the same.
go about it the same way. We are all in this together, and we learn from each other, and we share. Okay, anybody want to say anything? Let's go, let's go, let's go. I'm laying about the lamb. That's Brother Rocky. And it sounds like he's on, I think, Akbar's phone. So, yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Rocky.
I didn't want to comment on the brother, but I just wanted to say something. I'm not going to be long, I'm going to be very short. I want to start with Silver. As he stands, man, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, most merciful. Was there not a period of time when man was nothing worth mentioning? We created man from a drop of new fluid so that we might try him. We gave him hearing and sight. We showed him the way, whether be grateful or ungrateful. Now behold, for those who deny the truth, we have prepared chains, iron collars, and a blazing fire. But the righteous shall drink from a cup mixed with coolness, kafur, a spring from which servants, from which Allah's servants will drink, making it good forth and brunches. Allah then says, they keep their vows and fear a day, the woe of which will spread far and wide. They give food despite their love for it to the poor and orphans and captives, saying, we feed you for the sake of Allah alone. We seek neither recompense nor thanks from you. Truly we fear from our Lord a woeful, grim day. Therefore Allah will ward off from those who ward off that day and make them find brightness and joy. And their reward for being patient will be a garden of silk clothed, reclining upon couches. They will find therein neither the heat of the sun, nor bitter cold. Their shading branches of trees will come down low over them, and their clusters of fruit will hang down where they are the easiest to reach. For the clause in Allah speaks the truth. Our Imam tells us that man means mind, and woman is the womb of the mind. And it's interesting because you can't see your mind, but you can see your brain. And the Imam also teaches us that words means anything that can give a message to your thoughts or to your mind. What makes words? Let us make words. When man and woman or children does not do what Allah instructed the body to do, his jinn takes over his body. He becomes possessive. It's as music or advertising. And we know that in our country, that does not represent the Constitution, want to utilize the ignorant to get into our children's minds at young age. And this is detrimental to our children, because what we say is wrong, they teaching them that it's right. So we're in an era where the gen mentality then took over the human natural nature of humanity and its teaching. Not to say it's teaching what Allah says, but it's teaching what is said to the jinn and that jinn mentality, which is evil. So we have to be careful who we putting our children around and ourselves. We know that sex is a responsibility. As the Imam tells us, you have sex with a woman, she becomes, or the children becomes your responsibility. Imam tells us the first woman is society. Society. He says, what is communication? Communication is community. Community. We see metaphors of words like Geico, meaning government employers of insurance, which is the government. And you see at the end of the commercial, the Geico talks as he's from London, the colonizers of America. So they use subliminal messages to deteriorate the mind, or sometimes they put it in front of our faces and we're so unaware of what they're saying. But the innocence of us catch on more than the ones who have lost their innocence. So I always go into a direction of our children. We have to really teach them in a mind that Allah have gave the man and the woman, so that they can grow into it. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty, give me death. Give me liberty or give me death." And that should be the same as oppression is worse than slaughter. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Alaykum assalam. Rahmatullah barakatuh. Thank you for your input, Brother Raqi.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, taken. Who's speaking?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaykum assalam. Could you please give your name?
I'm still online. Amin. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, where are you calling from, Brother Amin?
Okay, this is the same Amin was talking about the Arabic book.
Oh, Brother Amin. My mind is simply, yeah. I'm just thinking about what the brother had said. It just went off, and I didn't even catch your voice. My goodness, okay.
I just wanted to say that I went to Amazon. Amazon has the book here. Let's see. Yeah, Amazon has the book here, and you could just you don't have to do that. Anything you could just go to Amazon and buy the book if you want.
Okay. And what's the title of that book again?
It's called The Noble Quran, Word for Word.
Word for Word, Noble Quran. Okay. Somebody,
right,
two people, Ahad and you.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, now, yeah, it's clear. Yes, brother, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, let me suggest, if you really want to get a Noble Quran, yeah, you can just go to Amazon. Go to Amazon and, this is it right here. This is it. You're right, right.
Noble Quran,
right,
word for word. Okay.
Word for word, yeah. And you could click on it, and Amazon will let you turn a few pages. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the one that I see, I got mine already, but just wanted to turn the believers on to it, because the more we understand how important the Arabic is, the Quranic Arabic is,
uh-huh,
the Arabic that Allah sent the angels to give to us. He sent the angels. It's the language of the angels. Then we can make progress. We can make progress economically. Imam was talking about we could make material progress and everything. You see, if we get our soul right, and our soul is dependent on us getting into this Arabic and not depend on Yusuf Ali. We've been dependent on Yusuf Ali now since the Imam. Since the Imam introduced us to when he came in, when Imam came in office in 1975, and how long that's been, 75 to 20, almost 50 years ago. It'll be 50 years and 2 years. Right now it's 48, about 48 years, because Imam came in 75, and it's 23 now. So that's 48 years. So Imam, so we you know, we got a nice dose of Yusuf Ali. We could kind of understand Yusuf Ali's mind. We've been reading his translation of the Holy Quran. It's time now that we get out of that, and we struggle with the Quranic Arabic. And you could go to Amazon and get your books. You could have your books tomorrow. You know, you could have your books tomorrow. You could go to Amazon and click on the one right here. And
which is the one right there. Right here.
Okay. Yeah. It's the one that's for 120 Study Noble Quran book covers, volume 3. But you want all the volumes. So that's going to cost you $120. Going to cost you $120. Yes. And let's see, how many volumes? What is this? This is volume, word for word, volume 1, volume 2, volume 3. And then it gives you one more volume of something. What is this? Yeah. Yeah, the Noble Quran, volume 1, 2, and 3. And then you get an extra book. So what is this here? But just go to go to Amazon.
Go to Amazon and check and see for ourselves. You have you say you got four or five volumes, but you get one
Noble,
free out of those.
See, in other words, right. The one I'm looking at is hardcover. Let's see. Only four left in stock. Okay, three volumes. The Noble Quran Study, word for word, English, three volumes. This is the one right here. If you go to Amazon, scroll down, type in the Noble Quran Study, word for word, English, three volumes by Tariq Uldeen, Fatali, translated by Muhsin Khan, January 1st, 2012. So it's pretty recent. And
about Khan, what's the first Khan, first name? What's his first name?
Muhsin. M-U-H-S-I-N. M-U-H-S-I-N.
Muhsin. Muhsin.
Yeah.
M-U-H-S-I-N. Muhsin. Okay. Khan. Muhsin Khan. Okay.
Yeah. Sleep now me, the Likul Kitabu, the Rave of Fee, Hudan, Little Mutakin, Ladina, Yuminota, Yukimona, Salata, Mimla, Razakna, Hom, Yum, Pikun, Ladina, Yuminona, Bim. Oh, that's the Arabic. Right under it, you got Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim. See, those who. Yeah, I lost it. Where? Yeah. Alif Lam Mim, Dalikul, that, the legal. See, Alif Lam Mim, Dalikul Kitabu, the Ray, Bafihi, Hudan, Lil Mutaki. It says, okay, Alif Lam Mim, right underneath it got, instead of side by side, right underneath it got Alif Lam Mim.
Oh, okay. And okay.
Dalikul, right underneath it got that. Al Kitabu is the book. Right underneath is the book. La Reba. La Reba. That's no doubt. Fihi in it. Kudan, a guidance. Little Mutakin, the pious, or the people with taqwa, you know. Ladina, though you minuna bil gaybi, believe in the unseen. Right next to it. You see what I mean? So that's what you,
that's good.
That's, you know, and you could just sit up there and just read your Holy Quran
and gets the word for word.
You can read it and then be recording it while you're reading it and tape it and you listen to it over and over and over.
you can do all that, but so inshallah, we're going to talk about this more because I've been hearing people copping out. You know, people are cop out, they cop out, got all kind of excuses. You know, well, my son got Arabic. No, I ain't going to say you. You know, my daughter got it. You know, my daughter went to Medina. No. I ain't going to save you. You know, so that's right. The thing. All right. Yeah, go to Amazon. And if you got any questions about navigating through Amazon, call me and I'll help you.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to get some of these books wholesale and sell them to Sister Claire Muhammad,
SisterCool.com. I was going to ask you that, but I didn't want to say, because I know that's what Amazon does a lot of times. They sell them to you in bulk, you know, like that. At a cheaper price, you know, since you're buying them, getting them in bulk, and then at a discount price, and then you can sell them to, you know, make your money for the STEM school. Yeah, sell them from there.
Yeah, for the fundraising. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right then. I think this is what I enjoy. I miss this from New Jersey. We used to do a lot of studying there. But okay. We have a lot of people online too. Does anybody have any questions for Brother Ibeen? Or any input you want to share? Just push 1 on your receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. Come on now, this is we're in this together.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Rahmatullah barakatuh. Your input, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Will he be teaching these classes on the phone? More?
Oh, no, he didn't say that as yet. Not as yet. He said he was thinking about something like that, but this is just the first time for him to mention this to us. So this is your first time. It's our first time, too. So, you know, as we go along, then we'll pick up on what, let us know what it is.
You know, on Friday, we have Juma, brother. We have Juma on Friday. And the brother is Reuben Khatib. Everybody know Reuben because in the old days, he used to be a singer in our community with them beautiful, good, clean lyrics and everything. But he don't go by Reuben no more. He go by Muhammad Khatib. So for years, we've been broadcasting his Juma, which is 1 o'clock our time and look like it's about 4 o'clock Eastern time. And he tell me all the time, brother, he said, brother, you're going to go to paradise. You're going to get blessings for turning me on to this book. You know, the same book that I'm talking to you right now. He tell me this over and over and over again how many blessings I'm going to get because I turned him on to this book. And he could teach that Islam, brother. He teach that Islam, that Juma, because we've been doing it together. I produced the show for him for the last 4, 5, 6 years on Blog Talk Radio, on his Blog Talk, so he studies and it comes all out of him because he studies and he likes to talk about the Quran and us raising up as a people and us, you know, all that, saving our soul and going to paradise and Jannah, you know, and staying out of hell, you know. But he tell me that all the time, brother, you're going to get some blessings for turning me on to this book. So I hope we all take advantage of this. And it's helping me to get really back on it again and study. Now, you was about to say something, my brother? What were you about to say? I'm sorry. I got a little long-winded.
So, Rocky? You talking to Brother Rocky, this one off?
Yeah.
That's all I really wanted to ask you.
He just wanted to ask about if you were going to teach it, classes or something like that. So, like I said, you're hearing it for the first time, Brother Rocky, like we are. And
as
we go along, Brother.
I've been hearing people copping out. People be copping out, you know. Oh, well, the Arabic, Yusuf Ali, the English is good enough. No, it ain't. It ain't. No, it ain't. Imam Muhammad on this tape. If you go to the internet, go to Imam Muhammad 1996 Islamic Convention in, what's it, White Plains? Was that, is that White Plains?
White Plains, New Jersey.
White Plains, New York. Is it New Jersey or New York?
New Jersey.
Yeah, White Plains. You'll hear him. You'll hear him talk. And he starts out talking about we need to get that Arabic. We need to do something for our soul. We need to save our soul, get our soul strong. You know what I mean? We need to communicate with God in the language he sent them angels to give us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Gabriel. Gabriel brought us that language. You know?
Okay.
That's what he starts out talking about. And it's
there,
for everybody.
Was
19, nobody
what?
Looks good.
Okay. 19 what, brother?
Hmm?
What did I mean? You said that was the book 19 what? And White Plains, what was that?
1996 Islamic Convention.
1996. Okay.
1996 Islamic Convention in White Plains.
Okay.
You say New York,
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
It's New Jersey. White Plains, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think I've heard of White Plains, New York. Maybe Brother Muhammad Sharif knows White Plains, New York. Or I know it's White Plains, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there for a long time. Went to high school there. Went to college there. Accepted Islam there in New Jersey. That's my plain New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else? Do you have anything else to contribute or to say? Just please. Push 1 on your phone receiver. You brought into the queue. Okay, we got 8:27. Time is moving on. This is a productive show tonight, alhamdulillah. As you just would not believe. Everybody's got a story, and I really didn't feel like tonight I couldn't get it together for nothing. But the last few weeks, haven't been clear enough to get, but then once I get on the program, it goes well. Allah fixes it for me. So, alhamdulillah. So, come on. Contribute. Participate.
Well, you know, we need to come, you know, we're growing. Allah blessing us. Being consistent all these 3 years that Akbar and Shuja and you have been hosting the shows and Muhammad and Sister Quran, and so Allah's blessing us, and I think this what we're talking about tonight is really going to be the one that's going to help us launch off like one of those great big Elon Musk rockets.
Yeah, right.
that he shoots up there and making them billions of dollars, taking them goods and all that stuff, that cameras and all that kind of stuff, to the space station out there. He takes it, he shoots it up there, and he shoots them, those satellites all over. He got satellites all over the world, just up in space. And that's how he makes his money. And NASA pays him billions of dollars. He came up with this idea of reusable rockets. Remember, a long time ago, if you shot a rocket up there, it was gone. You shot it up there once. And it's gone. It's gonna crash land somewhere. But Elon Musk, he shoots it up there, and it goes up there, and it goes up, and it backs down. It backs back down.
Wow.
It lands on its hiney. You know what I mean? That rocket. And you can use that rocket again. You can use that rocket. That's how we gonna. This is what I really do believe. This is how we gonna launch, because that's how we gonna launch. You know, because we talk about starting banks and everything else, and I think Allah gonna bless us with some of that. You know,
right.
We talk.
Sure.
you know, we talk a good, we talk a good talk. You know what I mean? But a lot of blessings.
I know what you wanted to say, but yeah.
You know, a lot of blessings with something.
Yeah.
A lot of blessings. I really do believe that. Because just look at the 1996 Islamic Convention, White Plains, New Jersey. And, man, it's like 2 hours and 18 minutes. And the brother who sponsored it was this brother named Yahya Muldrow. Yahya Muldrow. So just Google.
Okay.
You know, WD Muhammad, White Plains. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. I see another hand here. You want to grab this on it. Brother, we have enjoyed you so much, brother, tonight with this information. You know, we're always thirsting for knowledge. We want to hear about it. And we want to go and connect it. We want to get it. Okay, alhamdulillah. Are you done, brother? To bring someone else in now? Are you finished, brother? Whoever was, they hung up. They went out, came back in, went out again, came back, now they're going again. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, if you come back in, just you know, go to them because we want to hear people's opinion.
All right, then. Okay, I think I see Sister Sharifa. Is that Sister Sharifa's number there? Sister Sharifa, did you want to read something? That's usually her thing. Anybody else like to say anything? Come on now. Got a board full of listeners tonight.
Assalamu alaikum. Hit the wrong button.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me, David? Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. She can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Can't hear me on the program?
No, she was wrong.
You tapped out the queue. You gotta tap it back in the queue. I hear you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Okay. Let me see if I can get back with the screen. Had a little trouble tonight. A little trouble. All right. Let's see. Studio. All right. Here we are. Okay. All right. We got 404-421. We got 240-615. We got 323-867. We got 478-672. And the host is...
I'm back in.
404-452. Okay.
I'm back 478-672.
Okay, we see somebody with their hand up.
Yeah, I think this is a Lala, if I'm not mistaken. Haja Lala. But she said she wasn't ready right now.
I'm yeah, good now, sis.
Okay,
she's
sis.
Good now.
I like to share this
you.
With... Yes.
Your last is 7880, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, alhamdulillah. Go right ahead, sister.
Okay, I'd like to share the SourceAnywhere.com. Umrah and Saria went to Umrah from February 1924 to the 28th of February of 2024. Five-star hotel, Dar El Amin, Royal Mecca. Four-star hotel, Ruah Al Hijra, Met. $26.50 per person, $28.50 per person and $30.50 per person. It says 4 nights in Medina, per 6 nights in Mecca, flight and breakfast, reserve Wasi 101, some other kind of letters down here. Oh, goodness, okay. A couple other letters down here, but it says get away from ATL or HOU and CHI. Package include return flights, visa, accommodation, Saudi Airlines, early reserve as limited seating, Mazarat Mecca, Tour Mountain, Hijra Cave, Mazarat Medina, Mount Hud, and Masjid Quba, Mazarat Mecca, Thor Mountain, Hijra Cave. Children under seven is needs to be vaccinated. No separate hotel beds, and 2 colored passport size photo. Meningitis vaccination, and woman under age 45. No need Muharram. Children under 18 need notarized letter with company name, tours anywhere, and birth certificate. Alhamdulillah, Rahman. Yeah, I like to share that.
We thank you for that. Yeah, we thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We have right here in Atlanta, we have Hajj Pros, remember? Imam Suleiman and his wife,
okay.
Shahida. Orientate Sister Shahida, orientate the sisters who plan to go to Hajj. Brother Suleiman, Imam Suleiman, over to Masjid, Atlanta Masjid, the young brother. Yeah, he have a meeting before they take off. Now that what you're saying now sounds like someone who they're going on their own. They have to make their own plans and reservations. We didn't have to do that because Hajj Pros did all that for us. All we had to do was take the shot, you know, and get our passport. That's all we had to do and pay the money. And they did the rest.
Yeah, this
yes, and next month is time, too. It's the season. It is Hajj season.
Yeah. Went to Umrah. That's what this one is.
Umrah first and then Hajj. Yes, we went to Umrah first and then we went to Hajj. I think it looked like we spent the whole month of December over there. It seems like it. But we left from Chicago and it was snowing and it was cold and it was all, but the idea of where we were on our way to, it made everything so right.
You better know it.
The idea of going on Hajj.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was just announced. I'd like to read 2 or 3 duas, and I'm waiting for my nails to dry. Can't move stuff.
At least you got a chance to sit down and do your nails, but that's good. That's good. Just take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. One of the businesses we need to get into. Brother Imeen's daughter was into that at one time and wanted to get I forget what they call it now, but I think it would include all that with the nails and the hair, like beauty, boutique, something like that. Right, Brother Imeen? Is she still with that? On that course?
She do hair. She does hair right
she
now.
She does hair. Oh, okay. Well, I know at one time you were talking about she would like get into that. Yeah.
That's good. She did that.
We need our own. Yeah. Give the money to the... I don't mean to be selfish, but...
No, that's not being selfish. That's just being us. We need our own. We don't need to be supporting other people to do something that we can do.
That's right. And like they say, they have
They have gugalabs of those places. And
sure
they don't
do.
Come around and patronize nothing from us.
Nothing. That's right. Can't sell my sandwich.
Not anything they won't do.
Mm-hmm.
People will come around and patronize
yes.
anything
nothing
from
you.
Us. Yeah. It's all right.
But
we're
nothing we
there.
Got. Yeah, inshallah. But we definitely need manicurists.
And it's, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then too, they know our makeup. Our own sisters know our makeup, and some brothers too know our makeup.
Right.
You know, and they know how to do our nails and make them healthy, and they know how to do your hair also for the
mm-hmm.
growth and for the healthiness of it, and not just the styling. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, I always know all. Our young people know all of that.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. I tell you, one of the Muslim sisters from my masjid here in Macon, her granddaughter was working with other people in the salon, and of course she's been mistreated or disrespected. She took herself out of there and got her.
That reminds me. Well, we're not into that right now. I don't guess so. We only have, what is this, 8:48 now, so we can bounce this around a little bit. When I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and started up my nonprofit organization for reentry ex-offenders, you know, a house for reentry ex-offenders, they were against it. A lot of people would be surprised were against it because I was a female, but it was for males. I worked at a prison then. I worked in prison for 10 years, you know, so therefore I had some connections where I would be able to do well, you know, with that. Somebody had to do it. They were coming out. They needed places to go. You'd be surprised
mm-hmm.
how many people were turning them down because they had been
mm-hmm.
incarcerated. So I got the house for him, and it did pretty good. So they started calling me nicknames like Auntie and Mommy. I said, no, not just Mommy, and I'm not Auntie. I'm Sister Daia Akbar.
Yes,
no, I wasn't Akbar at the time. I was Shabazz. Well, everybody know my name is Daia Shabazz, Daia Hanan Shabazz, in Iceland Akbar. But yeah, it was fun, and I intend to, inshallah, I intend to reopen it, close it down in 2015, due to the COVID, the virus and everything, you know, and they weren't letting too many prisoners go, or inmates be released, rather, due to that. They were trying to confine, you know, stuff like that. To that virus sort of slacked off a little bit. But I would like to have it again, but I want it again this time with so many of them. At that time that I opened it up, it was like prevalent for the brothers that were coming out. But now it's prevalent for the sisters because they're coming out. And then they want to connect the children with their children, you know, that they had family members or whatever keeping until they were released and able to get back, you know, together again and be considered liable and all. And what do they call it? Anyway, I don't want to take up time and slip my mind just now. But I was going to, I wanted to say about that as far as what they call it. So the children will be taken. They want it competent. Competent. They want to make sure the parents were competent, that were being released. So they were on a certain trial for that for a certain amount of time, too, until they were approved, stamped and approved that they would qualify to be able to accept their children back and take care of them, children or child, whatever, and take care of them. Yeah, so that was one of the things. We had a good show tonight. You have a poem, some kind. Does anybody else have anything else to say? We are up on, the hour is on us now. It's 8:52. Does anybody want to contribute any other input?
Assalamualaikum. My wife wanted to say one of her poems.
Okay, and you know, Sister Lala, Sahaja Lala is right here too, to do one of her poems. So we will let the sister do one of hers first, and then let Sister Lala do the other and take us out with the.
Yes, ma'am.
She can come on. Your wife can come on. Alaykum assalam, rahmatullahi barakatuh. How are you, sister? Welcome.
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. I'm going to be reading one of my poems from one of my books called Conquering Fears. It could be found on Amazon.com. My name is Sauda Muhammad.
Sauda, okay.
I'm going to find the poem that I want to say. This poem is called Questions. Why should I feel ashamed of me, my black skin, my race, and my ethnicity? Why should I feel somewhat less than human when it is God that created me? When we breathe the same air and carry on in the days just as anyone else, I am not less important or unequal to the next. And my skin adds to the beauty of life experience. Being black in this day and time is a priceless thing. Cautious of every move I make and every word I say, knowing that it can result unfathomably. To be black and alive is like a threat to society, yet my people carry on with a perseverance unheard of, still fighting the plots and plans of those whose hearts and souls are engulfed in racism, spite, ignorance, and pride. Centuries later, who knew we would still be being blessed? These are the truths I must confess. Through the trials and turmoil, we still stay blessed. I am not ashamed of my skin, my hue, my distinct melanin. Even though we live in a society that often associates my race with the word disgrace, I carry on unfazed, knowing that with every creation done by the Lord is done with perfection and grace. So when you see me, know that you are witnessing a soul that is proud, a heart that is content with the way God made me.
Okay, sister. This well taken right there. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. Well, welcome you and invite you back at any time. What did you just say?
Alhamdulillah. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, Haja Lala, your turn, and you close on out with a dua when you finish doing your poem. Your inspirational.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I also want to acknowledge this. I'm looking at it right now. This is November 15, 2023. The world unites for Palestine. Wear green for Palestine. That's tomorrow. To express solidarity with innocent people of Palestine, we are launching a campaign called Wear Green to demonstrate our unity with the Palestinian people. True genocide has united us all. Palestinian lives are not something to be toyed with. November 15th, wear green.
Alhamdulillah. They also had something on, was it day before, yesterday, Friday, where they had something like, that they didn't want anybody to like go out doing shopping, you know, doing a lot of spending money, not like a strike or sit-in, but that was just like instead of being a Black Friday where they're having all these sales and all this stuff, you know, they wanted to be like a Black Friday where you just don't buy anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not a lot of shopping unless it's emergency. In other words, save your money. Yeah,
right.
They had that too the other day. Alhamdulillah. Okay.
I did also read something earlier today that they were asking for us to boycott and I sure can't find it, but I'm going to read this here until I run across it. It says, my dua to Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, there is no G but you. You have created me and you are my Lord. Ya Allah, Aziz, Al-Kafar, you are exalted in might, the perpetual forgiver. I ask you for forgiveness for my neglect, my carelessness, and for me transgressing your boundaries. I humbly ask you to punish me for those wrongs. Ya Allah, I realize how my sins may have distanced me from you and deprived me of your blessings. Ya Ghafur, Rahim, you are the forgiving and merciful. I ask you to forgive me and reopen the doors of your favors and blessings for me. Ya Rahman, as I commit to mend my life, I ask you to help me in staying on your straight path of Siratul Mustaqim and to help me taking your commands seriously and help me in guarding my words and actions. Ya Rahim, only you know the sincerity in my dua. Please accept it from me and make my life, death, and hereafter joyous, peaceful, and devoid of any fear. Amen.
Okay, go right ahead now. And
if I could find
do
it.
Dua.
Okay, dua, yes, yeah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Malaki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين. Thank every one of you for coming on. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people on tonight, and that's alhamdulillah. And we had everybody participated that was on, it seemed like. But I see our friend, Brother Muhammad Sharif, was on from the beginning. He left us. And Sister Sharifa, his wife, she usually reads for, you know, Sharifa usually reads for us every Tuesday and every Sunday. But she wasn't on tonight. I didn't see her. Anyway, we say As-salamu alaykum to her. And everybody be safe. And thank you for coming. And we're in this together, and let's work together with this too, okay? And help with the STEM school, get it established and everything. And then we're going to be doing some Arabic too, brother, I mean, just introduced tonight. This sounds like really exciting to me, really exciting to me. Okay, assalamu alaikum until Sunday.
Alaikum salam, remember Allah, Allah remember you.
Remember Allah, Allah will remember you.
I mean.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. We're out.